Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the show, Where Are the Aliens? And the Aztec Death Whistle. And yes, of course, I have an Aztec Death Whistle in my hands right now, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to blow it. But do not be afraid. It will not hurt you. It just might scare the blank out of you. Okay. It's got, I don't know how this is going to come across on a podcast, but if you're standing in front of this thing, it'll make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. As a matter of fact, just thinking about it kind of gives me goosebumps. Oh boy, this show is going to fly right by. There's so much going on. Okay, let us begin. This story starts with something truly unexpected. So I was planning to talk about my thoughts on UFOs anyway on this show, because there's just so much new news coming out and people are capturing amazing things. But here's what I did not expect. As I was sitting there planning what I wanted to talk about, I remembered that at my new location, because, you know, I bought a new house last year on the other side of town here in Las Vegas. And I remembered that at my new location, I had never tried out my high speed camera to see if I could capture a UFO with it. Now, let me explain what I mean. When I was in Puerto Rico, because, you know, I lived there for years, these UFOs, or, you know, people talk about UAP now, which is unidentified aerial phenomena, whatever. I like to call them good old fashioned UFOs. They would be traveling so quickly that if you did catch one, then you would have to, in many cases, slow your footage down on video, or just get really lucky if you're taking a still. And it started to become more and more clear to me that many of these UFOs are traveling at these ridiculous speeds. For example, the Pentagon, of course, you know, has released a variety of things over the years. And according to their instruments, some of these objects
fly up to 3,600 miles per hour. Now, that is more than twice the speed of a normal bullet. Okay, now think about that. So you pretty much can't see a bullet, right? And so there's no way that if we could have a million of these things flying around, right? And you just don't see them because they're going so fast. I'm not saying I believe that. I mean, theoretically. So the answer seems to be high speed photography. Now, here's what that means. What you do is you get a special camera, and they are expensive and hard to come by in some cases, that is able to shoot many pictures per second. So let me explain it this way, because it's important for you to understand that it's not the same thing as filming something and then slowing it down. When you shoot something with a high-speed camera, it is actually filmed in slow motion. So a typical traditional motion picture camera shoots things at 24 frames per second. So that means that every second it takes 24 pictures of whatever you pointed at. Whenever you go and you watch a movie that was shot on film, you know, in most cases, it's 24 pictures per second. And that just so happens to correspond with what the human eye processes as normal looking motion. Now, if you shoot less than 24 pictures per second, the motion becomes jerky, and that's why you get fast motion. So you shoot things that look like they're sped up by shooting less than 24 frames per second. And then the opposite happens when you film more than 24 frames per second. Let's say you film like, you know, 36 or 50 or 60. It slows it down, because you're actually getting more information in there per second. And when you film things at a higher frame rate like that, that's what you call high speed photography. And so, like, in some cases, if you're watching a TV show and they show like a bullet hitting an apple or something, they are probably shooting that at like 25,000 frames per second. I know it's unimaginable, like that many pictures per second, but that's what they're doing. And so these cameras are very expensive, but I found one, like a year or two, I guess it's a couple years ago, that Sony makes, and, which was about $1,000, which would shoot 1,000 frames per second. 1,000. I mean, that's a lot. 1,000 pictures per second. So you can do true high speed photography, but you can only do it for 2 seconds at a time. So, you know, if you go out and you point that at some kind of area where there may be a paranormal phenomenon that's oscillating too fast for the naked eyes to see, you got to also get lucky. So I started taking this high speed camera around the Las Vegas area, and sometimes I would just stop on the side of the road and just shoot a little 2 second blip of the sky somewhere. And then later I'd watch it. And, you know, so like a 2 second blip ends up being like, you know, a video that lasts almost a minute at 1,000 frames per second. And you see all this detail in that 2 seconds. And I never got anything paranormal, but when I had this idea, you know what? I want to go out into my backyard here at my new house in Las Vegas and try out this area. I went out on a sunny afternoon, and this is, I think, between 1:30 and 2 p.m., and I put my little high-speed camera down on top of it's like a little fire pit thing I've got out there. I mean, this is, you know, I was not going out to do a professional shoot by any means. And I shot over 24 of these little 2 second clips of just the sky. I just pointed it up at the sky over my house. And then when I watched those clips, every single one of them looked normal. Except for one. And in this one clip, I have numerous UFOs / UAP. One of them is an object that is traveling from the camera's point of view across the sky, and then it ejects an object from it, and then it appears to make a 90-degree turn. All this happening within 2 seconds, which is mind-boggling. And then as that's happening, there's a second dark object that's, I don't know what it is. It looks like some kind of a projectile or something that's also shooting through another section of this. So there was a lot happening in that 2 seconds. And I don't want to go into a lot of detail describing it for you because you just have to see it. And if you go to joshuapwarren.com and you click the link to the Curiosity Shop and you scroll down, then at some point you'll see the words there at the bottom. High speed UFO, high speed UFO. Click that and it will take you to this video. At first when I got it, I was like, I can't believe this because, you know, if this were a still photo, I might think, well, this could be a solar, a solar flare or some kind of a reflection or a glare. But this is high speed photography and that rules out a lot of that typical stuff. And I posted this video on various social media platforms. And for example, one of them, the one I uploaded directly to Twitter within 24 hours, that had over 20,000 views. I don't even know what it's up to now because I put it on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Vimeo. And so the views are distributed over all these platforms, but tons of people have seen this and the feedback has been phenomenal. And what I've been telling people is, you know what? Here's the camera I used. Here's when I took it. Here were the conditions. And I think if we all go out there, if you're into photography, if you can get your hands on a high speed camera, one that can shoot at least 1,000 frames per second, if we all start pointing these things at the sky, I believe there's a good chance that we will see UFOs flying around us all the time. All right. But this is especially relevant if you happen to live near, well, any large body of water, but especially the oceans. And that brings me back to the main thing I wanted to talk about regarding UFOs when I say, where are the aliens? Because, you know, it goes back to the Fermi paradox where he says, okay, statistically, there should be life out there. Okay, fine. So where is it? Where are all of them? When we come back, I'm going to explore that question and give you the closest thing to an answer that I can come up with. And it also includes something that Elon Musk said the other day. I wish this was a 2-hour podcast today. But listen, when it comes to my website, though, seriously, go there, joshuapwarren.com. Click the link to the Curiosity Shop. And also, while you're there, please sign up for my free and spam-free e-newsletter right there on the homepage. There's a little box where you type in your email address, hit submit. You will instantly receive an automated email from me that's got links to some really cool free online digital gifts that will immediately start making your life more magical. And I have a pretty big announcement that I'm going to be making. I'm thinking maybe in June, maybe sooner. I don't know. But anyway, go to joshuapwarren.com, fill in your email address there, because I just can't talk about everything on this podcast. There's too much going on. It's a great time to have a show like this. Oh, and I have something really interesting, a little possible freebie I'll tell you about when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. And guess what? Our days and our nights are apparently filled with UFOs. I'm about to tell you where I think the UFOs are, you know, just looking through the evidence, because people say, where are they? But I do want to mention this because I just learned this less than an hour ago, and I'm actually very excited about it. Here in Las Vegas, you know, Lauren and I have that. Lauren's my wife. We have this ridiculous schedule, working on projects at night, during the day. But Las Vegas is a very convenient place. And so even though we both enjoy cooking, you know, that meditative process of taking your time and making food the way that you actually want it, you know, customizing it to your taste. We enjoy that. We haven't had time to do that in quite a while. And so we've been having a lot of deliveries. And look, you can try to eat healthy stuff that is processed and delivered to your door, but that doesn't work if you do that on a regular basis. I got on the scales the other day. I was like, okay, I need to drop some pounds here. So here's what we started doing. We started using this service called HelloFresh. And this is like a box shows up at your house. It's got dry ice in there that keeps everything cold. And it has like farm fresh ingredients that are already portioned out for you with these seasonal recipes. And this is, they always say, this is America's number one meal kit. And sure enough, what we do is we take
the box, and it's kind of exciting to open it up because you get these little recipes, and it has all the ingredients laid out there. It tells you how many calories it is and the total prep time. And then you go in and you make this thing and you customize it exactly the way that you want it. And in fact, I have one of these recipes in front of me. Like if you go sign up, they're like, what kind of meal do you want? And there's a section that says something like, quick and easy. And I was like, yeah, that's me, quick and easy. And then you can put like, I don't eat beef or whatever your thing is. So here's one recipe for a chicken salad sandwich. And it says, prep time, 10 minutes, calories, 810. And it goes, here's what's in this box. Ciabatta buns, an apple, lemon, chicken breasts, mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, blah, blah. You know, it gives you all this stuff. And I thought, if Lauren handed me these ingredients and said, go to the store, what a big thing that would be for me. Get in the car. First, I got to put my clothes on. Then get in the car, drive out there. I'd probably get mugged. I might get into a car accident. I could die. I go to the grocery store, and it takes me forever. I can never find anything at the grocery store. But no, all this stuff, it just pops up in a box on your doorstep and it's kind of fun. We get together and we make this stuff. And anyway, that's what we've been doing. And it is so much better to be able to get what you want and customize it and eat healthier and feel better. So here's what's surprising. I just found out less than an hour ago, and this is hard to believe, but, the HelloFresh folks are telling me that if you go to HelloFresh.com/StrangeThings16 and use a code there called StrangeThings16. They're saying that you can get 16 free meals plus free shipping. Talking about strange, can you believe that? Go try it out. HelloFresh.com/StrangeThings16. And then when you get there, type in StrangeThings16. And again, they are saying you'll get 16 free meals plus free shipping. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Well, they're America's number one meal kit. So let me know. that's amazing. Thank you, HelloFresh. You see, that's the great thing about having a podcast. Sometimes you get to participate in a win-win-win situation. You know, everybody wins. So, all right, let's get back to the UFO phenomenon. So Elon Musk was being interviewed on TV recently. And of course, he knows as much as any civilian does, I guess, about outer space, since he's always firing things up there. And he was asked about aliens. And he said, first off, he said, look, I have never seen any evidence of extraterrestrials. He said, I hope they're out there and I hope they're friendly. But he said, you know, if I had an alien, I would tweet that immediately. And you know what? I believe him. He said, this would be the greatest tweet ever. Yeah. 8 billion likes or, and he said, but he sounded so sincere, and everything we know about him leads us to believe that, like, he's telling the truth. He's not seeing aliens out in outer space. And he actually gave this anecdote about, he said there was some general who said that, you know, we're always trying to get more money for the defense budget. And so if we had an alien, you don't think we'd pull that thing out and be like, look at this. Look at this, guys. We need more money to defend against these little guys. You know, so he was laughing about that. And he also brought up the Fermi paradox, which I mentioned. And this is something that a lot of scientists have talked about over the decades. And the Fermi paradox is the discrepancy between the lack of conclusive evidence of advanced ETs and the apparent high likelihood of the existence. So in a nutshell, what that means is if life is so easy, someone from somewhere must have come calling by now, you know, like, where is everybody? Where is everybody? Well, the statistics say, like, okay, there are billions of stars just in the Milky Way, similar to the sun. And then there are all these high probabilities that some of them must have a habitable zone, and therefore maybe some have developed interstellar travel and blah, blah. So the question is, where is everybody? And there are a number of possible explanations for why that we don't interact with aliens every day like you're walking around in Star Trek or Star Wars. One is that, it hasn't timed out right. Like, our civilization is just not thriving at the same moment in time as one of these others, or that maybe aliens don't even live on planets. They come from some other dimension altogether. It's not an extraterrestrial thing. Or maybe, you know, we are incapable of understanding the technology necessary to interact with them. Like, there are all these possible explanations, right? So here's what I want to get to. So recently there was this hearing done by the newest incarnation of the government's UFO study arm. Of course, you know, we heard all about ATIP, and then that became something else. And then now the newest thing is called ARRO, A-A-R-O, which means the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. Tell me that doesn't sound like something from a movie, right? The All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. Isn't that similar to like Hellboy? But that guy who directs that, I don't know much about him, but he's got a cool job. Dr. Kirkpatrick. And Sean M. Kirkpatrick, I believe he's from Georgia, and he's a physicist. And so he did this hearing recently where he said, like, here's all this new footage of, you know, ET. Well, he said, here's all this footage of UAP. But he said, we still do not have any evidence that these are extraterrestrial. And he's probably telling the truth. And that's my point. He is a government expert who's saying, well, there's something here, but we don't have any evidence that it's extraterrestrial. And now you have a civilian like Elon Musk who says, I'm out in space all the time, so to speak, you know, with my my eyes and ears are out, and I've never seen any evidence. So I think that we obviously have always assumed that these aliens, whatever they are out in space, because these things do fly around, and we look up in the sky and we see them, and sometimes we see them shoot off and we assume they're going into space. But there are a lot of people exploring space and they're not seeing them. Well, the Pentagon released this, I guess you can call it like a map and a chart that actually shows, I'm bringing it up on my computer right now. I thought I had this prepared. They have this map and this chart they've created that shows like the hot spots where UFOs have been reported over the, I think it was from 1996 to 2023. I got it in front of me right now. UAP reporting trends, and they have a map of the world, and they've highlighted these places where most people report seeing them. And every single one of these places is close to the edge of a country. It's basically near the ocean. It's near a coastline. And I don't mean directly on it, though. I mean, like, for example, Nevada is one of those hot spots. And we are a 4-hour drive from the ocean. Same thing goes for like North Carolina. It looks like it's on there, and it's a 4-hour drive from the ocean. So you don't have to be right on the ocean. But if these things are traveling 3,600 miles per hour, what difference does that make? Okay, I got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, I think you see where I'm going with this. But it's not just based upon what Elon Musk is saying. It's not based upon what Dr. Kirkpatrick is saying. It's ultimately based upon what I personally have seen and the actual evidence that's out there. Where are the aliens? I'm going to tell you when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I will be back after these important messages.
Thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. I just got to mention this. During the break, I took a bite of, let's see, what is this? Lauren made some sweet chili pork and cabbage stir fry with crispy fried onions from HelloFresh, and it is delicious. Everything that we've had that they put together is delicious. I would not come on this program and tell you that if it weren't true. Okay, you know me, so go. Check this out. Like I said, one more time, HelloFresh.com/StrangeThings16. And then there ought to be a place where you can type in StrangeThings16. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. See what kind of deal they give you. All right. Here is the main topic of this segment. Where are the aliens? So, you know how when William Shatner went out into outer space,
he said, it's dead. It's death. And it's true. Like, space is dead. So why would aliens be hanging out in outer space? Even if they are traveling through outer space, if they're going thousands of miles per hour, well, they're not going to be in outer space very long. They're just passing through. Everybody wants to hang out on Earth, though. Everybody wants to party on Earth. This is the blue bubble where, you know, there's stuff happening here. It's beautiful. It's cool. And so I believe that if you look at the fact that these UAP are being reported more around the coastlines, and you combine that with my own experience living in Puerto Rico for years, I mean, I was talking to fishermen, like old men, like men in their 90s who've been fishermen for a long time since they were little kids. And they were telling me that they, you know, their whole lives, they'd seen these things flying around and going in and out of the water. Okay. I have them on camera telling these stories. When I was in Puerto Rico, one of the most prominent things that happened was this UFO. It flew around the Aguadilla airport. And then at some point it was joined by a second one, a second object that seemed to come out of the water. And then at the end of the video, they both disappear into the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. They do not come out. And as a matter of fact, if you just get online and you do a search on this term, okay, UFOs disappearing into the water, you'll see the Pentagon has released footage of this exact thing happening and on other occasions. So there's, like, for example, on my Twitter feed, just type in Twitter and Joshua P. Warren and scroll down. You'll see that I put a link to a video that was posted by CNN, and it's titled "Newly Leaked Video Shows a UFO Disappear into the Water," and this is, it looks like one of these thermal cameras, and you can hear the guys talking about how amazing it is, and then it goes into the water, and it doesn't come out. These things hang out in the water. It doesn't mean that they don't come out. Of course, they come out. They come out and they fly around, but they are not based on land. And I don't think they're even based in outer space. I'm not saying that they don't have the ability to go into outer space, but many of these things, and I, because I can't say that they're all the same thing. There are probably a lot of these different phenomena, like a spectrum of things that we would call UFOs or UAP. But many of the most prominent ones that we are seeing zipping around us all the time at high speed are based below the water. And this is the water planet. What makes Earth special? Why is this the place where life thrives? Because we're the blue planet where all the water is. And you go out into space and you don't see as many planets out there that have water in that Goldilocks state like you find here on Earth. So I believe that these things, which I have also called OUFOs, meaning that I believe there is an organic component to some of them. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you go to my website, joshuapwarren.com, and click the gallery of the, I think it's the, what is it, the gallery of the strange? I have too much stuff on my website. Yeah, Gallery of the Strange. You can see a section about OUFOs, and you can watch this video footage from Puerto Rico that I'm talking about. And so, in my opinion, if you consider that the people who are in, you know, the people who know the most about space are saying, like, we're not seeing evidence that they're in space. And I talk to all these people who see them going in and out and in and out of the water and have been reporting that for, you know, 100 years at least, not to mention the fact that even Christopher Columbus recorded some strange sights when he was going through the area that we now call the Bermuda Triangle. And we have footage. We have legitimate footage of these things going into the water. And I'm not just talking about footage that the government has shot. I mean, there are individuals like Daniel Matas Velez, who is in Puerto Rico, and or it might be Daniel Velez Matas, but he shot some amazing footage of these things going in and out of the water, which you'll also find there on my website. And, you know, it's true. We've always had these stories about like Atlantis and these underwater civilizations. I'm not saying that it's hard for me to believe that there is like a big sea monkey village in the ocean. I know that sounds insane. So I'm not saying that's exactly what it is, but there's something going on down there under the oceans. And, you know, these UFOs, they, when they disappear down there, you might think, well, are they going into like a hollow earth, you know, chamber? Because, you know, we've never been to the center of the earth. We only have hypotheses and theories about what's at the center of the earth. And we think it's just a big, super hot, swirling, rotating mass of melted metal. You know, that's what we think. And sure enough, sometimes the earth cracks open and what comes flying out, you know, hot magma just goes. And so we have this idea that the entire earth is full of that. And as you go down, it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. But what if there are at least substantial caverns, that, for one thing, they're not going to be as hot, I don't guess, because they're under the water, even though there are thermal vents in some very deep parts of the ocean where sunlight never is able to appear, that has worms or worm-like creatures living around it. So, I mean, there is still heat that comes from certain parts of the ocean. But what I'm saying is perhaps maybe you could go deeper into the earth if you're traveling through water than from land, because it's going to be a little bit cooler. But then again, if these UFOs have all these amazing abilities, maybe they don't even care about temperature. It's irrelevant. I mean, it's like sometimes when these things go in and out of the water, there's no splash even. You know, it's kind of like that they just morph seamlessly from the gaseous atmosphere into the liquid ocean, you know, without there being any kind of resistance. I mean, if a normal airplane made some of these maneuvers, it would destroy the plane. So we really have to start rethinking this whole concept of aliens and, you know, where are they? I think that they are under the water most of the time. That, not to say they can't take vacations and fly around to other places. Now, here's a little glimpse into my life and how truly strange it is, because this show is called Strange Things. The same day I shot that UFO footage with my high-speed camera, a box arrived in the mail. And I got to be honest, I surprise myself with little purchases all the time. I'll get online and see something cool, and then I'll just buy it and say, like, now I'm going to totally forget about this. So I have something exciting to look forward to, you know, when I open my mail one day. So guess what was in my mail that day? An Aztec death whistle. This all happened at the same time. And that's really interesting in some ways, because, you know, a lot of the UFO activity, especially stuff I've talked about in my book, The Secret Wisdom of Kukulkan, a lot of that was connected to Central America and South America. And I've heard about Aztec death whistles for years. But one of my favorite shows is Pawn Stars on the History Channel. And I think I saw one pop up on Pawn Stars not too long ago. Somebody brought one of these things in, and I thought, you know what? If anybody needs to have an Aztec death whistle, it's me. So when we come back from this break, First off, I'm going to give you some information about who the Aztecs were and then how they used these things. And then I've got one. It's creepy looking, and it's hefty, actually. It feels kind of spooky having it in my hand. I'm going to tell you what it looks like, and then I'm going to blow this thing right here on the podcast. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and I have trouble putting this into words, but one thing I should point out on the UFO thing real quick is that I don't know about you, but I guess as a guy who has seen real UFOs with my naked eyes out in the field, I sometimes watch footage of a real UFO / UAP, and I just get this eerie, uncanny feeling from the footage. Now, yes, after that, you can go in and you can break it down, and you can possibly say, well, maybe this is not ET or interdimensionals. Maybe it's some kind of man-made technology that has been back engineered. But regardless, it's almost like there's this phenomenon that when you witness legitimate footage of something that is, that has skipped beyond the natural progression of human technological evolution, whether you're seeing it in person or even on camera, there is this strange, unsettling, weird feeling that you get. And don't ignore that feeling when you're trying to analyze some of the UFO stuff that's out there. I don't know, maybe I'll talk more about that someday and dig into that uncanny valley sense that you get from some of the footage. Well, okay. Here is this exotic thing. I've been looking forward to playing this. Well, that's not much to play, blowing this for you on the podcast, but I don't know how it's going to sound. I was thinking about these Aztec death whistles because I saw one again recently on TV. So the Aztecs were a Mesoamerican culture that flourished in central Mexico in the post-classic period, from 1300 to 1521. So Mesoamerican is, we're talking about the southern part of North America going down into Central America, all that stuff like Guatemala and Belize and stuff. That's Mesoamerican. And these Aztec warriors apparently would prepare for battle and take these specially made whistles that they created out of some kind of clay, I guess. And who knows who invented this? And basically, as they were running into battle, hundreds, if not thousands, of these warriors would blow this. In fact, it says the Aztec death whistle here on Wikipedia was a whistle exclusively used in several zones of the ancient Mexica, which mimics the sound of a horrifying animal-like screeching, which was thought to be used in warfare to scare away their victims. It is thought that hundreds of warriors would use the whistles at the same time. Now, as you know, I try to always close this show with a very positive thing, the good fortune tone. And so, and I do that because I get emails all the time from people who say, I listened to the Good Fortune Tone and something good happened to me. So I don't want you to get scared that you're about to hear the death whistle, because I've been playing with this thing for a while, and this is, there, nothing bad is going to happen to you from hearing this sound, but it's just a very interesting way of traveling through time and putting yourself in the position of people thousands of years ago who, you know, when the world was, and really, to them, a much more mysterious place. You know, they didn't even know the world was round back then. And just, you know, how like freaky it would be just to hear this, just wind blown through this shape. So I bought this reproduction of an Aztec death whistle, and it's very heavy. It must be made of some kind of heavy clay, but it looks like a skull. And yet the skull has a headdress, like a crown of, I think it's either feathers or leaves, I can't tell. And it looks like that on either side that, even though skulls don't have ears, it kind of looks like that it has those wooden stud kind of earring things that you see people wear. So it's freaky looking, okay? It's dark gray. And so here's what I'm going to do. I've never attempted to record this. So I'm going to do something weird. I'm standing up right now, and I'm using a headset with a microphone on it. And I don't know if this is going to just like blow out the whole system or what. So I'm going to just put my headset down, and then I'm going to walk across the room, and I'm going to start blowing this thing as I walk toward the microphone so that you will get to hear it at different distances. And this is going to be interesting. All right, so bear with me a second. I'm taking off my headset right now, walking across the room, and walking towards you, blowing the Aztec death whistle. Here we go. Now, I'm not going to know how that sounded until I play this recording back, but it sounds pretty horrifying to the naked ear. And it's the kind of thing like, if you walked up behind somebody and blew that thing, you better make sure they have a good heart. Okay, seriously. But that's just interesting to think of. A simple thing like that that can create such a reaction that ancient people were using all those years ago. Isn't that weird? Okay, I got a few minutes left before the end of the show. And sometimes I do this thing called mental manna where I get thinking about something and I go, I find this interesting. Let me toss it out there for the audience. Here in Las Vegas, they just opened up a new tiki bar. And I love tiki bars. We have some of the best tiki bars here, like the Golden Tiki is the best one. It's open 24 hours, I think. And the thing I like about tiki bars, I like that you go in and it's kind of if it's done properly, it's a kind of a dim environment and they have soothing music playing and all the art looks fantastic. I love the artistry put into the cups and the mugs. And there's also kind of like this explorer element to it, you know. And yet I've never been to Hawaii. I'm sure I will go there. I'm not far away, now that I live here in Vegas, but I just haven't made that trip. So I can't speak from personal experience, but I just love like the mystery and the creativity of how that is presented. And so I started looking up the other day, like, what does tiki even mean? I didn't know. So if you look up tiki culture, it says tiki culture is an American originated art, music, and entertainment movement inspired by Polynesian, Melanesian, and Micronesian cultures. It says inspired by Oceanian art, influential cultures to tiki culture. And they start giving, you know, all these other like little names and stuff, but they say that basically the name Tiki is the Maori name for the first human, often represented in the form of Haitiki, a pendant and important taonga. I don't even know what that means. But anyway, so this is controversial because a lot of people who literally have roots in that part of the world feel like that their culture, like tiki stuff in America, kind of makes a caricature of their authentic stuff. And that's unfortunate, because that, like I say, just, you know, the artistry that's put into tiki stuff alone that I've seen is just something I really enjoy. And if anything, it makes me inspired to go and learn more in person about the actual authentic stuff there. But apparently, yeah, tiki is their version of the first human being. Tiki was a man. And they started making little wooden carvings of tiki and wearing tiki as necklaces. And then those carvings would somehow, you know, they'd end up in other forms of, you know, maybe on houses and stuff. And then that just sort of evolved into what we now think of as the tiki world. But if you're ever here in Las Vegas, go check out the Golden Tiki. And someday, who knows, I might just decorate my whole house like the Golden Tiki. That's how much I enjoy that stuff. So there's your mental manna. All right, my friends, now it is time for us to end the show with a much more positive sound. Okay, take a deep breath. If you can, close your eyes, relax for a second. Here it is, the one and the only, the world famous Good Fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.